Hi, I'm Steve Westerly, and this is Beneficial Intelligence, a new weekly podcast with stories and pragmatic information for CIOs and other IT leaders. This week, back to the office. Your most important leadership decision this year is going to be whether you will force people back to the office. Apple CEO Tim Cook has said that Apple employees are expected to be back in the office. He says that Apple's innovative culture depends on people being close together in the office. He said that September, I think, and now with the Delta variant, he's pushed it back a bit, so now it's October. But since Steve Jobs left Apple, then a lot of the Apple employees have decided that they're smarter than the CEO. So they've just started circulating a petition saying, if you force us back to the office, we will quit. Well, good luck with that. Other organizations have decided to take a softer approach. Google says that they're expecting about 20% remote work. Facebook is saying that they expect 50% remote work long term. Now, these are different organizations, and they'll have different situations. They'll have different needs. You can easily imagine a design team at Apple will have to work closely together in person. You could also easily understand that some of the tasks at Facebook are content moderation, which is something that one person can sit alone at home and do. The Wall Street banks, they're hardcore. They have announced with no uncertainty, everybody's expected to be back in the office on Wall Street 5 days a week. Now, that is their culture. And there are two problems with remote working. One is culture, and the other is promotion. Peter Drucker, the management guru, said, "Culture eats strategy for breakfast." That means, of course, that culture is much stronger than any strategy that you write down on a piece of paper or put on a PowerPoint. Culture is what keeps your organization together. Culture is all the implicit knowledge, how we do things around here. Sometimes culture is the knowledge about how things actually get done, which can be very different from how it's written down. And the problem with culture is that it cannot be acquired from a piece of paper or from any number of Zoom meetings. Culture is acquired by a new hire coming into the office, seeing how things are done, talking to other employees, having the small talk at the coffee maker, and actually seeing how the organization really works in practice. Now, I've been having a lot of online discussions with people who say, well, you can easily create a remote culture. And they always give the same examples. The examples that the people who are in favor of full remote working, they're always organizations that were born that way. If an organization is born in person, then its culture has set. It has an in-person culture, and that culture can only be assimilated in person. If a small startup starts with full remote working, with a team of people all over the world, then the culture they establish is a culture that can be transmitted through Slack and through Zoom meetings and through online channels. But an organization that's born in person has to have people in person in order for new hires to acquire the culture. We're already seeing people hired during the pandemic are leaving much faster than people hired before because they never become part of the organization. If they're not in the office, meeting people, then they don't acquire the culture. The second problem is promotion. Now, you're an enlightened leader, of course, so you would never promote somebody based on the fact that you keep meeting them in the hallway. but other people's do. Other people do. The research is clear. People who are in the office get promoted much more than people who work remotely. The human mind has recency bias. We put more weight on things that we've seen recently. If you keep seeing the same person in the hallway and you see somebody, other people only on a Zoom call once a week, then the person you keep seeing is top of mind. And the numbers show that these people get promoted more. Now, that's bad enough. But it gets worse if you are allowing people to decide for themselves if they want to work remotely. You see, the people who decide to come into the office, that's young white males. The people who decide to work from home, they are women and minorities. Exactly the people you need more of in your leadership team. Now, your leadership team is probably not all that diverse already, and you want more women and minorities in your leadership team. But if you allow free choice, then all the surveys show that the people that you really want more of are the people who would prefer to work remotely. And we've been trying for years and years and years to get our promotion strategies to be independent of whether people work remotely. We haven't succeeded. So allowing people to choose for themselves if they want to work remotely gives you a strong risk of actually de-diversifying your leadership team. Now, there are some tasks that can be done 100% remotely. So there might be areas of your organization where you can take people in, they can learn the culture, stay in the office for a couple of weeks, for a month, and then they can go transition to 100% remote work. There are some agile teams that might work fine with 80% remote work. You still need to get them into the office every once in a while so they remain aligned with the organization that they're building software for. There are some teams that have to be together in person every day in order to produce the value that the organization needs. It's your leadership decision to decide on the rules for remote working. As a leader, it's not your job to be popular. It's your job to make sure the organization reaches its goals. And that will involve forcing some people back to the office. Thank you for listening to Beneficial Intelligence, a weekly podcast with stories and pragmatic information for CIOs and other IT leaders. If you like the content, please spread the word. If you have comments, please get in touch. Contact information is in the show notes. See you next week.